Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Ten on this Tuesday morning, hey everybody.
Don't go for a walk outside now.
Might be a nice morning for a walk. We got the sun out on this January 12th, 2021. Thanks so much for joining us. John Hansen in for Bob Surratt today till 9. Bob dealing with the family situation. He will update you, of course, when he's back in the chair, let you know what's going on there. As always, we're joined at 8 o'clock by Mr. Dean Richards. Now, Dean, earlier in the show, I know you listen intently, so you'll know what I'm talking about.
I do, yes.
Yeah, Viv had some hair extensions that she had to return, but they told her that they told her to keep them. So I thought she's looking for someone to donate them to. Oh. Dean,
how would I attach them? Don't you need to have some hair to attach the extensions?
Yeah, yeah, but there's, I think you can also use tape.
Tape. Dean, you can use tape.
So what, I duct tape them to my head?
Well, I'm not Lou Manfredini. I don't have the, I don't know for sure, but he'll help you out or someone will. I mean,
you know who we need to ask is Elton Jim Toronto.
Yes, yes.
Because he has, as he calls it, a system.
Okay.
He's got a hair system.
Okay, well, you'll have one soon, too, Dean Richards.
Are these long and luxurious?
They're long and luxurious and wavy.
Ooh, wavy, Dean.
Yes.
Come on.
Ooh, that would look
Dean,
nice.
Dean, I'll send you a picture of them. Okay. I think you'll like them.
Hey, don't send him just a picture. Please send him a Photoshop of what they'll look like on his head, okay? Just so Dean can decide for
you
us.
You could stand in front of a fan, Dean, and have hair.
I could be like Beyonce.
Yeah. Just like it. That'll be only a couple differences there from that. Morning,
Dean. A couple
Dean.
Of really important differences.
The Gotham Awards. Hey, yeah. I have to admit something, Dean. I don't quite know really what they are exactly.
If Gotham Awards are they're one of the first big movie awards of the season, which means, you know, the season kicks off now. And Gotham Awards honor the best in independent films.
Okay.
Independent films. So,
that's great.
You know, your big movies are not going to be considered for this. But one of the movies, the movie that won Best Feature last night, I think is one very likely to win an Academy Award for Best Picture this year. It's one that's getting all the talk. It's called Nomadland, which stars Frances McDormand, and you know she's one of my I'll watch her do anything kind of performance. She's so good in everything, but she plays a woman who loses everything during the recession and then travels the country, living in a van in a mobile home, and going from place to place. And it's I haven't seen it yet. It's said to be incredibly thought-provoking. Movie that I did see is one that stars the actor who won the award for best actor last night, called Sound of Metal. Riz Ahmed is the actor's name. He was in the last Star Wars movie. He's been in lots of different motion pictures. But he plays a kind of a burnt-out heavy metal rock star who loses his hearing. His hearing, because of the loud music that he's around all the time, begins to fade. And he has to learn how, as a musician, how to live without sound.
Hmm.
And it is a very, very beautiful, touching movie. Riz Ahmed's performance in this is stunning. And I'm not surprised that he won Best Actor last night. Nicole Beharie won for Best Actress in a movie called Miss Juneteenth. One of the other big highlights last night was a posthumous sort of career achievement award for Chadwick Boseman, who was Black Panther. He was in the Netflix movie Ma Rainey's Black Bottom that's out right now. He starred in so many films and died last year of colon cancer. He was given a beautiful award, and his widow accepted the award, you know, spoke on his behalf. It was just a really beautiful, touching moment at this award show last night. And I expect that to be happening a lot during award season with Golden Globes and Academy Awards, because not just a sympathy vote because Chadwick Boseman passed away, but his performance in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom is absolutely stunning.
Going back to Nomadland for 1 second, you said that maybe even has some Oscar buzz for Best Picture. Do you often see an award winner at the Gotham Awards doubling at the Academy Awards,
you
too,
do.
Potentially?
Yeah? Yeah, you sure do.
Okay.
It's actually one of the criticisms of the Academy Awards is that they seem to favor artsy films, independent films, but films that are, you know, what some people would call too artsy for them. You know, why? How can a film like The Shape of Water, for example, which a lot of people, after I gave it an A-plus rating, I thought it was fantastic. People said, how could you, you know, that film was about a woman who falls in love with a guy who's a fish. And it's, you know, it's weird. And yet Batman can't get a Academy Award nomination, which I get. You know, I understand that. But, you know, the people who vote for the Academy Awards are industry people.
Yeah.
And their tastes are probably different than the average moviegoer.
Also, it's impossible to pick, right? There's days you want to sit down and watch a popcorn flick. There's days you want to be challenged a little bit more as a moviegoer. To choose between the two of them is almost impossible.
I absolutely could not agree with you more.
Well, great. Then we'll end the segment right there with agreement. No, we'll put Dean on hold for a second, talk about a new Lucy and Desi movie coming out. All right, Dean Richards, a new Lucy and Desi movie coming out.
It will be called Beyond the Ricardos. And it is going to be made sometime later on this year. We don't have an exact date. We don't know on which streaming platform this will be appearing, nor a release date. But the two people that are in talks to play Lucy and Desi are Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem, which seem... I guess in one way it sort of makes sense. She's redhead. He is Latino.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, this movie is, as I'm told, follows Lucy and Desi while they were starring on the show I Love Lucy. And Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem are quite a bit older than the Arnezes were when they were on the show. You know, if it was their life after I Love Lucy, if it was, you know, their life after they both got remarried, and it would make more sense. But, you know, to have Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem playing 30-year-olds doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, Hollywood makeup and what they can do. And, I mean,
suppose.
They both look young. They're not old by any means. But I see what you're saying. They're certainly not in their late 20s.
Yeah, well, if you look at, you know, the I Love Lucy episodes, and I try to almost every day.
Yeah.
They are considerably younger looking than... I mean, nothing against Nicole Kidman. You know, they're both younger than I am. But
But you're going to have hair extensions soon.
That's going to make the difference.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I'm going to look like Cher in about a couple of days, apparently. But I just think the age-wise, they could have found somebody else to do this. And I also want to point out, Nicole Kidman played Samantha Stevens when they remade Bewitched a few years ago. Maybe one of the worst movies that has ever been made. So
there you go.
I'm predicting disaster for this.
I'm sure. Yeah, that with a name like that.
It's nice when a critic can predict disaster and exactly. Movie hasn't even been made yet.
Yeah, really.
That's open-mindedness. Man, Roger Ebert would be so proud of me right now.
You're going to get some hate mail, Dean.
Yeah, get in line.
There you go. Jersey Boys, okay. When I saw it live here in Chicago, I left singing those tunes, those songs all week long. I loved it. They already had a movie for this, right, though?
Yeah, Eastwood directed it. Yeah.
They're going to have another one?
Well, what they're going to do is they are going to make another movie of it, but it's going to be... Instead of taking the stage play and turn it into, you know, sort of a dramatization, this one is going to be a movie of the stage play.
Okay,
much like they did with Hamilton.
Okay,
you know, where they took the actual stage play and they filmed it. And then they were going to release it into theaters. Instead, it went on Disney Plus. That's what's going to be happening with Jersey Boys. But what's really interesting here is they have signed one of the Jonas Brothers to be Frankie Valli in this new version of the Jersey Boys. So, you know, I think Nick Jonas is going to be great. He looks a little bit like a young Frankie Valli.
Yeah.
He's got Broadway experience. He was in How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying and a number of other Broadway productions. He's a very good actor. I think that's a good choice. And you're right. You can't beat that music, that Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons music.
I love it.
In that production.
I hope he has the falsetto for it. I'm assuming he does.
I don't know if he does. And if he doesn't...
That should have been part of the audition process, I assume.
I would think. I mean,
it's like the whole thing.
He's a talented singer, so maybe he can hit those high notes. But if not, that's got to be an incredible strain on your vocal cords.
Oh,
I know it is when I try to sing like that.
Yeah, exactly. But again, the extensions, that'll help you reach those higher notes.
That's going to be my new show at the Baton. Are you kidding me?
Oh, God, I will join you at the Baton anytime you want, Dean Richards. Haven't been to their new location.
I haven't either.
Oh, well, Dean, it's a date. You and I, we're going.
All right.
All right. Kevin Hart signing a big deal with Netflix.
Yeah, this is a great, great deal for him. This is like an Adam Sandler-like deal, a four-picture deal, which studios very rarely do, especially in this bizarre economy that we're in right now. But that's how much faith that Netflix has in Kevin Hart. A four-picture deal. He has already put out several comedy specials with them. And these are going to be, more... the kind of comedies that you see Kevin Hart in with The Rock and some of the others. So it's a huge major deal for Kevin, who is it's so interesting to me because I remember so clearly Kevin coming into Chicago. He would come on the morning show. He'd make the rounds of all the shows, because he was appearing at Zany's or, one stand-up club or another, come in all bleary-eyed to promote his shows. And now he's one of the biggest stars in the world.
Yeah.
And deservedly so. He is the Energizer Bunny, both comedically, but he never stops working. He never stops putting his shoulder to the stone.
He deserves it. And it seems to all the post-Oscar host-not-host snafu doesn't seem to have affected him too much, at least, certainly. Let's talk about Deion Taylor and his obsession with Bozo.
This was very interesting. Deion Taylor is a director. He grew up in Gary, Indiana. So, he grew up in the Chicago area for sure. He's got this new movie out called Fatale that stars Hilary Swank and Michael Ealy, which is, a mystery thriller, very, very serious, kind of a noir, sort of film. But I did a Zoom chat with him. I've talked with Deion Taylor several times. Super nice guy. But when we got on the Zoom call, his Chicago stripes were showing big time. Take a listen.
Hello, everybody. Hi.
Dean Richards. Wait, before you say anything, you got all the time in the world you need, man. Let me just tell you, man.
Words never spoken in a junket before.
Every time I see you, man, I just want to tell you I love you, brother. You are legendary. And just thank you for being everything that you are, man. Seriously,
wow.
Man. Yes, sir.
Wow. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Those are nice words. That's the only part of this interview I'm going to put on the air now.
Right.
After all this. Hi, Hillary. How are you?
Hi, Dean. I'm good, thanks. Nice to see you.
Deion, let me start off with you. This nail-biter film that has so many twists and turns, I got to think that is from you growing up in Chicago and watching The Bozo Show. Am I correct on that?
That's exactly right, man. Cookie was always my inspiration for this film, man.
I got to look this up.
Hillary, it's legendary in Chicago. It's a Bozo Show that ran for 40 years on our station.
Whoa.
And a 10-year waiting list to get tickets for.
And remind people out there, the last time I was in front of you, I did the buckets, and I got all the buckets. And that was in memory of Bozo and Cookie, man. I love y'all, man. Thank you.
Yeah, he was giddy when he was here at WGN-TV a couple of years ago. And a lot of these people, when they come in the building, they're here to promote a movie, but they go, show me where the Bozo studio is. I want to see whether what's... I mean, there's nothing in there anymore. It's just a regular studio. There is one canvas that's up on the wall, way, way, way high, up on the wall that they had up there that's painted to to look like the top of a circus tent. When they used to have acrobats on the show,
mm-hmm.
and they would shoot upward, it looked like a circus tent that's up there. And they just never bothered to take that one
wow.
piece of canvas down. That's the last thing in there that is Bozo-related.
It's a rite of passage in Chicagoland yeah. to grow up wanting to go to the Bozo show and yeah. never getting tickets to go.
Right, yeah. right, yeah. But Dion came here. We still have the buckets. And when a lot of the Chicago celebrities come in, we get the buckets out so they can play. And they are tickled beyond compare when they get to play the grand prize game and realize how hard it is.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's that you always wondered how those kids couldn't get the ball into the bucket.
What do you do for real?
Harder than it looks.
Tell you what, Dean, I'll be there in an hour, and you put the buckets out, and I'll play, okay?
Yeah, the only one that ever did it seamlessly, Scottie Pippen was here once.
Well, buckets. I mean,
and,
come on.
And he wanted to play the grand prize game. He takes the ball. He practically just leans over the six buckets and drops it in.
That's great. That's great. Dean Richards, we appreciate it as always. Thanks for chiming in.
Good to talk to you, John.
Yeah, good to talk to you, too.